and then fetch the letter out and lay it before the whole government and say, "Now there she is. Do with me what you're a mind to. Though as heaven is my judge, I am an innocent man and am not deserving of the full penalties of the law, and leaving behind me a family that must starve and yet hadn't had a thing to do with it, which is the whole truth, and I can swear to it." So he did it. He had a little wee bit of steamboating and some stagecoaching, but all the rest of the way was horseback, and it took him 3 weeks to get to Washington. He saw lots of land and lots of villages and 4 cities. He was gone most 8 weeks, and there never was such a proud man in the village as when he got back. His travels made him the greatest man in all that region, and the most talked about. And people come from as much as 30 miles back in the country, and from all over the Illinois bottoms too, just to look at him. And there they'd stand and gawk, and he'd gabble. You never see anything like it. Well, there wasn't any way now to settle which was the greatest traveller. Some said it was Nat, some said it was Tom. Everybody allowed that Nat had seen the most longitude, but they had to give in that whatever Tom was short in longitude, he had made up in latitude and climate. It was about a standoff, so both of them had to whoop up their dangerous adventures and try to get ahead that way. That bullet wound in Tom's leg was a tough thing for Nat Parsons to buck against, but he bucked the best he could, and at a disadvantage too, for Tom didn't set still as he ought to have done, and to be fair, but...